Hey guys, it's Annis again, and I'm currently out walking my dog, recording this on my phone. I kind of just got gripped with the want to record, and you know, when that happens, it's usually best to go ahead and like strike. Sorry about the car sounds, but I don't really feel like editing this out, and I don't want to wait. Like, I feel like it's more conversational, it's a little more, like, I want these things to be, like, feel really personal in a way. Like, more personal, I guess, not like super personal, but yeah. Anyway, so, to give you a bit of, like, background, one thing to keep in mind is that before this went down, the number one thing on my sexual bucket list was having a three-way. And most specifically, having an MMF three-way. Which, for those of you not familiar with the terminology, an MMF three-way is one where the men do stuff with each other as well as with the woman. I like the idea of having the variety of, like, having sex with both a man and a woman in a single scenario. So that in mind, here's a little bit of background before the incident. Well, the thing. The incident makes it sound bad. So, there was a point where I was, you know, I was younger, and I didn't have a lot of self-control when it came to being at parties and drinking. And that kind of came to a head at one point when I got drunk as hell, and I ended up groping one of my good friend's girlfriend. And she was like a really good friend of mine too. So I was so gone, I didn't remember. But I got a message from my friend the next day talking about it. You know, and he's like, don't ever do that again. And I thought that that was the end of it. And I apologized. And maybe I just didn't sound sincere at the time. But I didn't get invited back to hang out with any of the people, like, in my friends group for, like, 6 months or something like that. And in that time, I became, like, really isolationist. Like, I didn't have anybody because, like, that was basically everyone I hung out with. Like, I still occasionally spent time with, like, my best friends, which, you know, that was, like, basically two people, and that was only when they were obviously, like, available. So I kind of went inward, and it was really lonely, and it fucking sucked. And then there was a point where I got Charlie in that time, and after I got Charlie, I kind of shaped up a lot. Like, I decided, I'm like, I'm not going to do this shit anymore. I'm not going to get overly fucked up anymore at parties. I'm not going to do ridiculous shit like that anymore. It's just not me. I want my friends back. And I didn't have the balls to just ask. So I just, you know, made peace with what lot I had, and I waited, and then I finally got invited back to a party. I don't really remember the occasion for it, but they were having a party, and the whole night I was so fucking nervous. Like, I kept thinking to myself over and over, I'm like, I can't drink too much, else I'll fucking act out, and then I'll fucking be completely cut away from the group forever, you know? Like, it's like my fucking opportunity to get back in good people's good graces, and I was good. I was very well behaved, but it was like, as much fun as I was having, I just, in the back of my mind, it was just like, don't fuck up, you know? And it was stressful. So I had like a saving grace. Like, our married couple friends came, and the wife got drunk really quickly. She's prone to do that, apparently. So she got really drunk, And she became the person who was like, oh my God, the fuck you doing? Kind of deal at the party. I don't really remember the full context of how this happened, but I just remember we were all in the kitchen, we were all taking shots of Jaeger, and she, like, somebody mentioned something about having special talents or some shit like that. excuse me. And she was like, oh, I have a special talent. So, mind you, this was not too long after she'd had her second kid. And so she was still able to lactate. And so, like, she's lactating into a shot glass or whatever. And she's like, yeah, you know, I can do that. And we're all just kind of, like, dumbfounded about it. Like, what the fuck do you say to that shit? Like, we'd all been drinking and we're just like, holy shit. You know, and I kept thinking, I'm like, yes, I'm not the fucking, like, spotlight one right now. This is great. But she was, like, squirting her milk into a shot glass. And, you know, and we were all, like, kind of like, ah, wow, you know, yeah. And, she's like, yeah, it's not bad. Like, here. So, like, she takes my shot of Jaeger, squirts her milk in it. And I'm sitting here looking at my shot, and I'm like, I don't know if I should take this shot. Oh, my God. So I took the shot. Yes, go on record. I drank a shot of Jaeger mixed with breast milk at a party. That was definitely the most crazy thing that had ever happened to me at a party, ever. There probably will never be anything more insane that has happened to me at a party than that. So that happened, and then later I was sitting with the wife, just chilling out, having a conversation, no big deal. She's really fucked up, and she's babbling on about whatever the hell she's talking about. But at one point she fucking starts talking about, yeah, me and the hubby are trying to find people for a three-way. And so, you know, me, I just don't want to believe that I'd ever have that opportunity. And on top of that, she was fucked up. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, she's probably just talking. She's drunk. She doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about. I just kind of waved off everything she was saying to me. But the rest of the night went good. Everything was fine. I kept myself open. And I pretty much started getting invited to things again. And everything was hunky-dory. It was pretty awesome. And then about a month and a half, maybe just a month after that, I was at band practice. I had just gotten into a local band. It was like an industrial rock kind of band. It sounded really thrashy, but it was like more like industrial. I was just about to get home, and mind you, it's like a 30-minute drive to band practice from where I was living at the time, which I was living with my mom, at the time. This was, like, back in, like, 2013. Yeah. And, I was almost home, and she messages me when I'm almost home. And she's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm about to get home. Like, I just got back from band practice, and, like, I'm tired and I'm tired. And she's like, oh yeah, you want to come over and hang out? And I'm like, oh, well, you know, that sounds great and all, but I've got shit to do. I'm tired. And she's like, you know, we got Bud Light Platinum, which at the time, Bud Light Platinum was like our group's drink of choice. I mean, it's only like, I think $10 or so for like a fucking six pack or some shit like that. I mean, it's fucking like 6% alcohol, and like, so we, and it's smooth, so we were like, yeah, it's our drink of choice. So, you know, and I told her again, I'm like, look, that's great. I'd really like to come hang out with you guys and drink, because I like those guys. They're really cool. But I had a baby shower to be at noon, and I had like other shit to do after that. So I was like, nah. And she's like, well, that's too bad, because the hubby and I were thinking about having a three-way. So, you know, it finally dawns on me. I'm like, oh shit, she was serious about that fucking offer. So I just had to make sure. I'm like, are you serious? Are you serious right now? And she's like, yeah. Like, you want to fucking have a three-way? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, have you been tested recently? And I'm like, yeah, because I do that. And she's like, well, can you, like, do you have a copy of that stuff? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, all right, well, we're definitely monogamous about this shit, like, for the most part, but we're really choosy about people we have sex with other than us. So, like, so we hashed that out, and it was this was really impromptu, but, you know, we had the things we needed. So, anyway, I told her, I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah, so I decided, fuck it. I went home, got some shit, decided I was, you know, I asked her, I'm like, can I stay over and, like, you know, get ready in the morning? That way I can, like, that way I don't have to drive and do whatever else. And she was like, yeah, you know, that's cool. Sorry about the guys, I'm back inside. I just had a drink of a beer. So I went over there. Second I got over there, husband opens the door. He's catching up with me and stuff like that because we hadn't hung out in a bit. And so we go up. Mind you, these guys live in a townhouse kind of style thing where, like, there's a living room, there's, like, a kitchen, and then the back there's, like, a bedroom, a back door, and there's, like, a bathroom. And then there's a set of stairs that go up to, like, another kind of, like, balcony living room sort of thing. And there's another bedroom and bathroom upstairs. So we go upstairs. The wife is already naked. Like, I drink a little bit more. And I had drank a little bit at band practice, too. Which, that was kind of the clincher about how well this encounter could have gone. Because, like, if I haven't said it before, like, I don't perform very well if I've had, like, a certain amount of alcohol. So she starts sucking me off and sucking her husband off and doing all this other nonsense, and I'm having trouble getting it up, and I just keep feeling really inadequate and stressed out. But it was still awesome. It was so real. I could still feel, like, the sexual nature of it. And we had a porno going on in the background. Like, it was a porno, for anybody who's not aware. Like, it was Sasha Grey, who, like, has done some extreme, like, gangbang a room full of guys kind of porn. That was, like, really stimulating. Tried spinning roasting her, was unsuccessful. There was a point where she was, like, laying on the couch, and her husband was, like, face fucking her while I was eating her out. And, you know, then he just kind of went back to, like, kissing her and playing with her tits while I was eating her out. And there was a point where she was just sitting on the ground and, like, was, like, her husband was, like, fuck yourself with a beer bottle. And she was doing it. And it was like, dude, this is some hot fucking shit. Like, it was so fucking hot. And, yeah, so, like, after a certain point, I, like, went to the bathroom and kind of, like, tried masturbating while her husband was fucking her in the ass. And he was really going to town on her, and he fucking came in her ass, and he was like, I'm gonna go downstairs. When you guys are done, just, like, come down and join me. So, finally, like, I spy coconut oil or whatever, and she makes the suggestion of trying it. So I try using that as lube, and I'm immediately having results. I'm not really sure if it was just a matter of I should have tried lube to begin with, because before that, I never really used lube that much. Like, I always, you know, never had an issue with getting it up when I needed to. So I tried using the coconut oil. Like, they had a thing to warm it, and I used it, and it was awesome. So I started fucking her. And it was really good, and it was hot, and, like, I was sucking her tits, and she was still lactating at the time. So I was really enjoying that. Like, if you guys have heard my, like, audio where I, you know, the listener is supposed to be pregnant and I do a lot of, like, breast milk drinking, that's not exaggerated. I really am really turned on by, like, drinking breast milk. Anything involving, like, any aspect of pregnancy or impregnation is so fucking hot. Like, so we're getting close to the end,
And she's all, I'm telling her, I'm like, yeah, I'm getting close, you know, where do you want me to come? And, you know, she was like, give me a facial or whatever. So I get up and I'm like, you know, I figure I'm going to jerk it onto her face. She just takes my cock in her mouth and just starts going at it and then just drinks the whole fucking load. And I'm like, this is the hottest shit ever. Because before that, no girl had ever, like, had ever swallowed my cum. Every girl that I had had sex with before was just like, I don't want to deal with cum. Like, I don't want it in my mouth. And I'm like, okay. So, but that was fucking hot. So that was the first time for me of that as well, which was dope. So we finished up, we got cleaned up, we went downstairs, and the hubby was sitting on the couch, and we kind of like talked about it. And he was like, was it good? And I'm like, yeah, it was good, you know? And I made a joke. I'm like, so how do I get into this marriage game? And he was just started laughing, and he was like, you're the fucking funniest guy ever. Like, he had said this on other occasions. He's like, Nick, you're one of the coolest people I've ever fucking partied with or done anything with. So, you know, I was telling him, I'm like, yeah, you know, it wasn't exactly what I was hoping for in a three-way. Cause, you know, I'm like, I want an MMF thing. And he's like, yeah, I'm not really into that, but you know, like that's cool. And I hope that you get the chance to do that in the future. And, you know, he's like, I'm glad that we gave you this opportunity. And, so we ended up ordering pizza, which, you know, came about after we realized we didn't really have anything to cook. And, well, I guess there was, but we didn't feel like cooking. So, like, we ordered pizza, and the wife was a little drunk. Like, she was pretty drunk. Like, she was coherent, but she was pretty drunk. She was like, yeah, maybe, should I, like, answer the door naked? And I'm like, nah. I almost wanted to be like, sure, why not? But I was like, nah, don't do that. So she put clothes on, and I think the hubby even answered the door. Hilariously, the guy who delivered our pizza was one of our buddies. And so we just fucking shot the shit with him. Obviously not telling him what just transpired or anything. I just happened to be over there, and we were hanging out, you know? So we got our pizza. We went upstairs. We watched Pacific Rim. They passed out probably like a quarter way into the movie. I had actually never seen that movie before. And I didn't even watch the whole thing. Like, I saw them passed out, and I'm like, this is kind of like whatever. I'm not going to watch this movie by myself with them passed out next to me. So I got my stuff, and instead of staying over like I thought I was going to, I ended up going home. And that was it. So, in summation, I had a three-way. It was not perfect, and it was definitely not the situation I really wanted, but it was still pretty damn awesome. It was with people I was comfortable with. They made me, like, really comfortable before, during, and after. The only thing, the two main things that I kind of wished was that, one, I didn't drink so much, you know, because I would have been able to do so much more if I was able to get hard. And two, those people ended up moving, like, not too long after that, which was a bummer because the wife, you know, like, mentioned something about, like, somebody else that I knew that they had a three-way with. And I'm like, holy shit, how do we arrange this fucking orgy? You know, because that was the person that they had mentioned was someone that I really wanted to have sex with. So I was like, that'd be fucking tight. And it was a lady, obviously. So that's two things I missed out on, kind of, but it was still really good. And honestly, any of you listening who would like to be in a three-way and has not, and you're kind of on the fence about it, don't be on the fence about it. It is awesome. It is so dope. Like, I didn't get a chance to do some of the things like DPing like I would want to, but damn, it was dope. Like, it was, there's something so hot about like being a third party to two people who are so comfortable with each other that they're willing to invite someone else into their thing. Like, that was just so fucking hot. Like, and I still find that concept so hot when people are so close that they're like able to do that, you know? And I still don't know 100% if I could, if I had a partner. In theory, I feel like I could, but I'm not sure yet. I've never really had the opportunity to explore that. So who knows? But anyway, hope you guys enjoyed that little bit of learning about me and my first, and maybe, I don't know, that might be my only three-way I ever have. You never know. But in any case, I'll be actively thinking about other kinds of stories for the next episode, and hope you guys aren't starving for it too much before I really get along to that. So take care, guys. Stay sweet.